Daf is Yutes, so we're going to take it from the bottom of Yutches and Mebeis, the new parak. Third and final parak is the final parak, right? This is the Tikrakim. So the Mishnah begins, Seder Tainios Elu Ha'amur. That which is the four parak?
You only can do three.
Okay, then we're good? Okay. 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 Fine. Seder Tainios Elu. I'm okay, by the way, with anything going on in the recording. I have people all the time that they said, just the other day, speaking to a Talmud, he's like, I see that I hear a few more new voices in the Daf Yomi now. So I'm okay with people talking up. Okay, the Mishnah says, Seder Tainios Elu Ham, or that, the list of Tainios that we spoke of up until now, Birviya Rishona, is referring to the Birviya Rishona, which is the first rain of the season. If it didn't come, then we follow that whole Seder of Tainios. Avot Smachim Sheshanu, Masrin aleihem miyad. The tzmachim, certain growths, let's look at Rashi explains here. Look at Rashi, two wide lines down when the parak begins, where if you want five lines from the bottom, five lines up from the bottom, Birviya Rishona. Imavar zman Birviya Rishona, shel yora. If the first tkufa where you expect the rain to come passes, velo yarduk shamim, misanin veholchin kesederze. Then you follow the whole order as we've been seeing. About tzmachim, sheshanu, shenishanu miminagon. The tzmachim begin to change from their natural order. Tachas chait, tachas chita, yotza, choach, tachas sora, biisha, tachas sora. I'm not sure exactly how to read that line. But somehow you're switching, you plant a wheat and barley begins to grow. Anything that's shino yateva, then the Mishnah says about tzmachim sheshanu, that change, that there's a shino in the tzmachim, masrin aleim miad. You automatically start doing the truas and right away. It's a very, very dangerous thing going on in the world if that happens. So then the Mishnah says, V'chein shepasku agshamim ben geshem legeshem arbam yom. Let's say it rains, and then there's a 40-day gap until the next rain. So then the Mishnah says, Masrin aleim, also, you have to blow the shofar right away. Mipnei shehi makas bitsuras, that's indicating that it's a makas bitsuras, a very severe famine or drought that's in the air. Then let's say it says yardulu tzmachim. Let's say the rain grows for tzmachim, let's say vegetation. Avalo yardulu ilan, but it doesn't grow to the trees. Or let's say leilan, it's hitting the trees, but avalo tzmachim, it's not affecting in any way to the vegetation. Lazeh lazeh, but let's say it is helping both the tzmachim and the ilanos. Avalo lebaros sichin amaros, it's not filling up the different types of wells. So then, that's also indicating of something serious. Masrin alei miyad, that also warrants shofros blown right away. V'chein ir, so to an ir, shelo yardu lehem gishamim, so to a city, there's no rain for a particular city, dichsib, but the other cities are getting rain. So that's also dichsib, the pasuk says, v'him tir al ir achas, v'al ir achas lohim tir. So if it rains in one city, but the other city, it doesn't rain, there's a pasuk that's found in Amos. So then, chalka achas timtar, let's see the rest of the pasuk here. Anyway, timater v'chalka asher lo tamtir ale tivash. So some part of the city or one city is getting rain, the other city is not getting rain. So then the halacha is you'd also do masri and you'd blow the shofros right away. Then the Mishnah says, going on to the Yud Testament Aleph now, Osa Ha'ir Misana, what do you do now? Sorry, I jumped the gun a little bit. The city that's experiencing the drought, Misana U'Masras, they would fast and they would blow shofros immediately, but the Chol Svivoseh, all the neighboring cities would Misanos V'lo Masras, they would fast because they are getting rain, they wouldn't do a true shofros, but still is indicative of something serious going on, so they fast but they don't go the full way, they don't do the shofros. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Masrios below Misanos. He says the opposite. You should actually blow shofars right away for those surrounding cities, but you don't blow, you don't fast. The chayin ir sheyesh bo dever, if there's a city that has certain dever going on, omapolis, something has been falling, maybe an earthquake, things are beginning to fall down. Osa ir misanu masras, that city that's experiencing the dever and the apoles would fast and blow shofros. The chol sivivoseh, all the surrounding neighborhoods would misanos below Masrios, they would fast, but not blow shofros. But Rabbi Kiva again argues, Omer, no, they are masrios v'lo mesanos. They do blow shofros, but they do not fast. Ezu dever, so how do you define what's a dever? A certain disease going around. So ir ha-motzia chamesh meos ragle, let's say a city of 500 men, or 500 people. The yotzu mimenu gimel mesim begimel yamim. And three people die in three consecutive days, zecher zeh. Harei zeh dever. That indicates there's a certain disease going on, and that deserves a fasting and shofros. But pachas mikan, if it's less than that, ain't a dever. If it's three people in 2 days, let's say, or two people in, we'll say three people in 4 days, let's say, or two people in 3 days, any combination that will, that's less than this ratio of 3 to 3 or 1 to 1, so then that would be not requiring any this action.
But the ratio is 3 to 500, right?
Okay, right. Sure. 3 to 500, 3 to 500 on 3 consecutive days, right? Exactly. So let's say there's 2 of 500, that wouldn't work. Or let's say be 4 or 500, but they would die, let's say, in 5 days or 6 days, not consecutive, it would be spread out. Or let's say even do 3 and 500 in 4 days. That also wouldn't qualify. It has to be 3 or 500 in...
You need both.
Exactly, you need both those. So then the Mishnah says, Al elu masrin b'chol makom. On the following, you blow the shofaros anywhere you are. Now, anywhere has to be defined also. Anywhere in the world. So let's see. So the sound pashas is anywhere that hears of this. So what are the examples here? So Gemara says, Mishnah al shidafon, which is a very strong wind that destroys the grains. Val hayirakon, which
women and children aren't included in the 500.
They're not, only men. That's so interesting. Does Rashi say this? Who says that? Is that assumed to be agreed upon by everybody? That's fascinating. Why that would be make a difference? Okay.
But then the question is that the denominator also?
He's saying the denominator, yeah, is all men. The whole discussion is men.
Oh, yeah, the denominator and the denominator.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fascinating.
Maybe because it assumes that they're weaker and so it doesn't really count as a plague.
Maybe the women and the children are weaker. Could be. It's not indicative of anything serious. Okay. So then the Mishnah says, "Va'yirakon," and if there's a certain, a certain sickness going around, how do they describe yirakon?
Yellowing.
Yellowing. Okay. Is there anything, just yellowing? Any? Okay. What, Lyme disease? You said?
No, liver.
Liver disease. Val ha'arbe.
The grain.
The grain. Other people. The grain gets yellow. Okay. Dries out. Al ha'arbe locust, certain type, v'alachasa, which is also another type of locust. V'alachayra, wild animals. V'alacherev, which is, Rashi explains, chayolos, haholchos, laharog, v'alachashkes b'chol makom. Soldiers going around killing, destroying people. So then, masin aleh, you should have to blow the shofaros. You said ISIS, is that what you said, right?
Oh,
okay, there's an ISIS. Okay.
The old version.
Okay, fine. So, masin aleh, mipneshi, makim alechas. That's something that deserves shofars right away because these are things that can pass pretty quickly from country to country, place to place, city to city. Maisa sheyardu zekenim Yishalayim la'arim. This one says maisa that happens that the elders from Yishalayim went down to their cities. The gazu tainus al shenira kimali pitanor shidafon v'ashkelon because they had seen a certain amount of the opening of a tanor. Of this strong wind they saw coming from Ashkelon, so that simply because they saw it, that was enough of them to, I guess that's the idea, even though it didn't necessarily affect anything yet, that was enough for them to go there a tainus. Vod gazu tainus al she'achlu ze'evim shnei tinokos bev ha'yarden. There was once a case where some wolves had eaten up children on the eastern part of the Yarden that also warranted a gzera of a tainus. No, they didn't actually eat it, but simply seeing these wolves was enough of a reason to be gozer tainus. Okay, al elu masirin b'shabbos. Now the following are cases where they're even more severe, where they warrant truos and shofros even on Shabbos itself. Al ir sheikifuab nachrim, that the city is being surrounded by the goyim. Oh, nahar, or the river is beginning to overflow and surround the city. Or a sea is out in the ocean or sea and it's very stormy, it's on its way of sinking. So these require truas right away. We discussed it a little bit earlier. Doesn't mean a trua for help or for trua for davening. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that's a real is right now. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Le'azar, Le'ezra, Lo Le'tzaka. You blow the shofars not for a form of davening, but as an alarm to help call for help. Shimon HaTemani Omer, Af Al Hadever. Even on the Dever, one would even blow the shofaros on Shabbos, I think it's going on, right?
Yeah.
And the Gemara says, no, lo holdu lo chachamim. The chacham did not agree to this opinion. Dever does not warrant shofaros on Shabbos. Al kol tzar shlo tavol atzibur masrin alein. on any tzara that we don't want to happen to the tzibur, which seems to include everything though, then we do truth right away. So chutz mirov kishamim, except for if there's too much rain. So what does that mean here? Al kol tzara shelo tavo al tzibur. Rashi didn't say much today. He didn't say anything on this. How is this different than the previous case that we just discussed? I mean, the Mishnah Gemara is going to tell us what this comes to include. Okay. All right. I think it's just more of a generic statement. These are just examples that we brought in the Mishnah, and this is just now making a cloud. Whenever there's a tzara that shouldn't come upon the tzibur, we blow the shofros. With the exception of too much gishamim, that we don't blow the chur right away. Gemara now quotes a ma'isa, a very famous ma'isa. Ma'isa she'amro alo l'choni amagal. They told l'choni amagal ha'ispalo she'yardu g'shamim. They asked him, l'choni amagal, to daven that rain should come. Amar lehem, he says, suv echnisu tanuri p'sachim. Go bring in your ovens. Now their ovens used to be outside. You'd leave the ovens outside, that's where they baked, like a barbecue. And when it began to rain, they would bring it inside so they wouldn't get ruined. So before even daven, he said, everyone, it's going to happen, it's going to be rain. But first bring in all your ovens so they don't get ruined. So they don't get messy and dirty and ruined. His palal, so he davened the low, yarduk shamim, and the rain didn't come. So ma'asa, so what did Choni Amago do? And this is why he got his name. Ma'asa, ag uga v'amar, he drew a circle, and v'amar b'toch, he stood inside the circle. And Amar, he says as follows, Amar the fun of Ribono Sholom, b'necha samu p'neim alai, your children have placed their faces upon me. Shani ki ben bais lefanecha. They think, for some strange reason, I'm a ben bais to you. Nishbani b'shimcha ha'gadol, I'm making a shrua in your great name. Sheini zoz mikan, I'm not going to leave from here. Ad shetirachem al banecha, until you have mercy on your children. Sishchilu g'shamim minatfin. So drips started coming down. So Amar lo, kach shalti, I didn't ask for drips. Ela gishme boros shichinu maros. I want to fill up these empty wells. So hischilu liyarid b'zoif, it started to come down really powerfully. Heavy, heavy rains. Amar, so then he says, Lo kach shalti, I didn't ask for that. Elo gishmei ratzon, brachov and adava. I want nice and pleasant and easy rain. So kitiknun, so yardu kitiknun, and the rain began to come down pleasantly now. Ad shiyatsu yisrael mishlaim lahar bayis mipeg shamim. Everybody had to start taking cover up in the har bayis because the rain started to overflow the cities of Yerushalayim. So above Amrulo, so now they said to Choni Amago, Kshem Shispalalta Aleim Shiyardu, Kach Hispalal Shielchulehem. Now that you've davened for the rain to come, now please ask for it to stop. Amrulehem, so he says, Uru, go out and see. Im Nich Mcheis Evan Hatoin, go see if the rock has begun ruining. It has to get ruined. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Evan Hatoin. Evan Toen Haisab Yushlaim Vikhomisha Avdalo Aveda Gmar Babatsia. So if you lost an Aveda, there was this place, center place in Yushlaim where you would go, and that's the meeting place. The guy would call out, I found a shirt. Whose shirt is this? There's a blue button. Anybody have any proof that this is yours? So that's where to go. And if it starts getting nimches, it begins to corrode a little bit, so then that's too much rain. I'll ask for the rain to stop. So then Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach sent over to Choni Amagal in Molei. Choni ata goz in Molei Achoni. Had you not been Choni, ata gozreini alecha nidoi. Had you not been Choni, so great, I would have been gozer a nidoi. I would excommunicate you for being so brazen and speaking to Hashem in this way. Aba ma asalacha, what can I do? Shatam ischati lefnei amakum vosalacha ratzoncha. You beg in front of Hashem and he grants what you want. Like a son begs his father, and the father gives in. And about you, the pasuk says, okay, so that's the Maisa in the Mishnah. This might be the longest Maisa that appears in any of the Mishnayos, I think. Okay, the Mishnah concludes now. Let's say they begin to fast, and the rain starts to come. This is all before Netzachama. They don't have to complete the fast because Netzachama for us is the beginning of the day. So if they started fasting before and it rained, started raining before the Netz comes up, then you're allowed to eat the rest of the day. But let's say only it started raining La'achar Netzachama, so then that means you started fasting into the day. So then the halacha is Yashlimu, you have to complete the fast, even though the rain came. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Kodem Chatzos Lo Yashlimu, La'achar Chatzos Yashlimu. He thinks the cutoff point is midday. If it started raining before Chatos, then you don't have to complete the day. But if it only started raining after Chatos, then one would have to complete the day. Ma'isa Shagazu, Tainis, Belud. They once made a gezerah, Tainis, and Lud. Vayardu lehem gshamin. Started to rain kodem Chatos before midday. And Amar lehem Rabbi Tarfon, Tzu v'achlu v'shasu v'asu yomtiv. Go out and eat and drink and make a yomtiv. V'yatzu v'achlu v'shasu v'asu yomtiv. They did that. Ubao ben harbaim v'karu halal gada. And they returned back to the shuls the evening, the afternoon, and they said halal gada. Anybody know what halal gada is? Great halal what? The holder, right, the kilam chasdos, all those ones we stand up for Pesukah and Shabbos, the kilam chasdos is the hal hagadol. That's Gemara in Pesachim also. With a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know. I would guess not, but I'm not entirely sure.
Why make a distinction after Chatzos? Before Chatzos, by Lord, the mice say that they went and they said hal and they had like a yomtov, then...
Right. I'm not sure why that would be the noon would be the cutoff point.
Rounding.
You think? No, we don't kind of mix this to Yom Kikula if that's where you're going. But that would be even a minute into the day would be if I fasted a minute, then we could consider it Kikula.
I'm saying like once you're already fasted most of the day, more than 50%, then we'll tell you to keep going.
Ah, you think that's the point? So it's like the 5.5 hours. Like 5.5 hours waiting is like 6 hours. Let's see. May someone explain.
There's some meaning about mincha fasting. Like we say, anenu on a fast day. We don't say it at chakras. Chazan says a chakras. So there's something about fasting to the midday to mincha time. Then that.
It's
different than just a mixus hayom kikulo.
Right, it's saying more to it.
What
we did there certainly are different halachas by chatos. We already saw the Gemara twice that explained the Seder Hayom. You know, they would go through the different inyanim of the city, and then they would say Kriyas HaTorah, and then they would daven. We did see such a breakup in the structure.
But your answer here.
Yeah, that's my idea.
But your answer here.
I mean, if your answer before chatos, then clearly we don't want you to fast because we're answering your fast.
No, in a chanami. But the question, but once you started the day in a fast, though, so that now it's a day that has a chiv of tainus.
Right, it would seem either finish it or don't finish it.
Exactly.
Why the chiv?
Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, let's go weiter. Gemara now says, the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Seder Tainios Ha'ilu Ha'amur B'Revi Rishona. So these tainos that we've been speaking about are talking about if it didn't, the first rain didn't come when it was expected to. Uriminhi, the Gemara asks the question, Revi Rishona, Vishniya lishol, shlishis lisanos. So what's the question here? So if you look at Rashi, it's a little bit higher up than where we are now, on the first Rashi on the Gemara, Revia Rishona Vishniya lishol. Shafa pishol yarduk shamim, even though it didn't rain, lo brishona lo vishniya, lo hayumisanin elo lisholim. You don't fast, you just, you continue to ask. So vikashim asnisin de katani seder tainios elu hamur brivia rishona, ubraisa hadade. So what's the shaila here? The Gemara wants to know, what's the significance of we have Revia Rishona, Revia Shnia, and Revia Shlishis? So the Brisa says, you only fast if the third Revia comes around. The third, remember we said it's supposed to rain three times. Remember the Gemara's on the first parak, different dates, three times. So let's say the third expecting time that comes, I think it was maybe Yud Zayin Kislev or something. Let's say that date comes, and it doesn't rain, that's when you start fasting, after the third expecting rain. But our Mishnah says it's after the first Zman came and it didn't rain, that's when you start fasting. So it's probably clear if I get the actual dates here. I remember, which I think it was the bottom of Amud Aleph summer. Anybody remember which stuff this is on? Anybody remember that? Here we go. So, we got the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yossi says, that's why Paskin, Yud Zayin Cheshvan. The 17th of Cheshvan, 23rd of Cheshvan, and then the Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Those are the three slots. We expect, ideally, it would be nice if it rained on the 17th, and then the second one on the 23rd, and then the third one on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So our Mishnah says, if it doesn't rain by Yud Zayin Cheshvan, the first Revia, then you begin the fasting. But the Brisa says, no, you wait until the third Revia, which is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and if it doesn't fast by then, that's when you begin the fast day. So that's the stira. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Hachi Kamar. This is what you're supposed to read the Mishnah as follows. Hachi Kamar, Seder Tainios, Rahamur, Emas Ibizman. When is it true that you start following the Seder Tanios? Bizman sheyatzer revi rishona v'shnei v'shlishis v'lo yarduk shamim. They missed a couple of words in the Mishnah. After all three have passed and it hasn't rained, and then you start the fasting. Aval yarduk shamim revi rishona. Let's say it rained by the first time when it was supposed to rain, the 17th of Cheshvan. V'zaru, and you started planting seed v'lo tzamchu, but it did not grow. Or inami tzamchu, it grew v'chazu v'nishanu, but something changed, something was altered in the way it grew. So then, halachas masrina lemiyad, then you have to blow shofros right away. So Amar Rav Nachman, Nadavka Nishanu, only if there was a shinoi in the teva. Yeah, remember we mentioned the Mishnah, you planted a wheat kernel, and barley began to grow. How about Yav Shulo? But if it dried out, let's say I grew wheat, and it just dried out, nothing changed, it just dried, so then I wouldn't have to fast if that's what happened. Amar said, Pshita, Nishanu Tanan, of course. The Mishnah says only if it's changed, if you planted, something grew that you didn't actually plant, that's the only time you do shofros. No one would ever think that you'd have to fast when it dries out. So the Gemara explains, Lo Tzricha De'akun. What does the akun mean? If you look at Rashi, six lines up from the bottom, the akun is sha'alu bakana, shinis kanu ma'ad lacha shinis yaisru. After it dried out, so then some stalks started to come up a little bit. I guess that would be shinu hateva. After it dried, nothing else is supposed to grow back. So since there was some level of a shinui in the teva, maybe you think ma'al desema aknasa milsi, and therefore what? Look at Rashi, ma'al desema aknasa milsi. The whole v'nis kanu ma'at, since it grew a little bit, so that's not a shinoi teva actually, but since again, what happened was the wheat dried out, and then so he lost it. You don't fast because the wheat dried out, but then it begins to grow a little bit something afterwards. So then maybe you think, if I daven now, maybe I should fast and daven now. Maybe it could allow that little kana to grow to its full capacity. Kamash Milan, that's no. This does not warrant fasting. That's what happens. Marna quotes from the Mishnah, V'chein shepasku g'shamim bein geshem l'geshem. If it rained and then there's 40 days until the next rain, that's an indicator of a shnas butzuras, so a very bad famine and drought. So my makas butzuras, Gemara says, what does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, maka ha-mevia lidei butzuras. This is a maka, a plague of some sort, that leads to butzuras. Well, how do they define butzuras in English here?
Food shortage.
A food shortage, okay. So Amar Rav Nachman Nara Anara Bitsurasa. What does that mean? Says Rashi, the last line in the Amar, Nara Nara Bitsurasa, Bishain Tua Beir Achas, Vyesh Bayaros Acheros. One city doesn't have any grains, but the other cities do. Vafshul Lahavi Mizelazet Derech Nahar Bisfina. You're able to import from these places through rivers. So the Gemara says on the top of Amar Beis now, Bitsurasa Medinasa. That's Bitsurasa, because that's a Bitsurasa, sorry. In the particular city. It says Rashi, Betursa, Betsuras Hizu, Velo Rav. It's a shortage, but not a famine. Hol v'yichal and lisa besfino, since you could import. But let's say, a medinasa, let's say one medina doesn't have any tefua, and you have to bring from another medina. That's called a kafna, which is a famine. Rashi, kafna is a Rav. So if one city is lacking food, that's a shortage of food. That's not terrible. If an entire medina is lacking food, that's called a famine. That's a Rav. Amr b'chenina, se'a b'sela. If let's say a certain measure of wheat costs one sela v'shchicha, and it's very easily found, that's b'tzura. So that's an indicator that it's a shortage of food, but not a famine. But let's say arba v'lo shchicha kafna. But let's say it's four volumes for one sela, which is a great price you could get for it now. You get one sela, will get you four, but it's very hard to find. Even though the value is cheaper, since it's not common, that's called a kafna, that's called a famine. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu ela bizman shamos bazul uperes biyokar. This is only true if the money is cheap, doesn't have so much value to the coins, and the fruit are very, very expensive. So the coins don't get you too much. Avamos biyoka, but let's say the money is very valuable. The dollar takes you very far. Uperos bezul, but the fruit are very, very cheap. So then that's masrina lemiyad. Then you have to blow shofars right away. So I'm going to need some people help me out with the finding why that is. You would think if the...
He's just saying the two variables.
Right, but if the dollar is very powerful and the fruit's very cheap, so then that means I could get a lot of fruit.
But it's not...
We're still saying it's not common. That's what we're saying. It's still going to the point that it's not common.
I see.
Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense, right?
Yeah, most biyoka means that the
Oh, that's what it means. Not that it has a lot of value.
Well,
it's hard to come by. Yoka means it's hard to get. It's expensive for me to get my money. Yeah. That's what it means. Okay, then it's expensive. And even though the fruit is bezul, very cheap, it's still, the money's hard to find, then that would be masrin ale miyad. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, niharna, so niharna, Rashi, ani zoche, I remember, kad havo kaima dalad son besel. I remember those days when pizza was 25 cents, right? Remember those days when you could have four measures of sa, and it was one sela, vavi nafisha naficha. So what does that mean? Is there Rashi here? No. So what does it mean here? Nafisha naficha kafan. There were many people who were, their stomachs were bloated from starving, and b'teveria midiles isar, because they didn't have what to buy. They had no money. They didn't have an isar to buy the food. Okay. So just because fruit's cheap doesn't mean that their things are good, because if you can't find the money to buy it, then that indicates there's a famine. Gemara now says, Yardu l'tzmachim avalo le'ilan. Let's say there was raining for the vegetation, but not for the trees. So we said that you're masrin miyad in the Mishnah. So bishma l'tzmachim avalo le'ilan. I could understand there's a case where it could rain to the vegetations, but not to the trees. Meshkachas la, it's found da'asa nicha, where it comes nicely, v'lo asa raze, but doesn't come very hard. So light rain helps vegetation, but doesn't help the trees. And also I could find the type of rain where it's le'ilan, where it helps the trees, it benefits the trees, but lo l'tzmachim, but doesn't benefit the vegetation. If it comes very hard, it helps the trees, but if it's too hard, it's not going to work well for the vegetation. V'lo asir nicha, it comes hard, but it doesn't come softly. Lazel zeh. Aval lo l'boros, v'lo l'shichin. Let's say it's affecting both the trees and the vegetation, is benefiting them, but it's not filling up all the wells. V'lo l'shichin umaros. That's also Mishkachas La Da'asir Razav Anicha, where there's light rain, pleasant rain, and there's heavy rain. So, Miutova La'asir, but it doesn't come a lot. There's some of it, with benefiting the vegetation and the trees, but not a lot to fill up the wells. Elahod the Sana, but that case of the Brisa mentions, Yardu Laboros L'Shich and L'Maros, where it's filling up all the different wells. Avalo L'Zeh L'Zeh, but it's not affecting the trees or the vegetation. Where do you have such a case like that? Heicha Mishkachas La, where do you find that? So the Gemara says, Da'asya bishvichusa, where it's coming down in like, you know, pools of water. Just, I guess if it's too much, it's pretty much flooding all the grass, it's flooding all the trees. So that's a situation where it's only able to fill up the different wells, but not able to benefit the trees and vegetation. Okay. Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan, Masrin al ha'ilanos b'prusa Pesach. So when do you start blowing shofros on the trees? So Pras Rashi says, "B'prusa Pesach" means "b'meya Pesach," during the times of Pesach. Al boro shichin amaros im lo yardu lehen gshamim. No, that's part of the second half. So again, the trees. I get to the trees are not. The trees have no rain. So you start asking for rain for the trees, or you're blowing shofros for the trees. If there's no rain during the period of Pesach, now usually Pras, the Gemara in Bechor says, refers to like 15 days before Pesach. Is that what they say? Pras is like a piece. So, any indication of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, right? That's what they say?
Yeah.
Pras, okay. Okay, so they said, what, 15 days beforehand?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So 15 days beforehand, that's when you start doing the, you blow the shofros for the purpose of the trees before Pesach. And then it says, Al ha-boros v'shichin maros afil b'pros ha-chag. If you need it, you could even blow shofros the 15 days prior to Sukkot. Val ha-kulan im ein lehem mayim lishtos, in any of them, if there's no water to drink, masrin alein miyad. Then you would blow the shofar right away. So what's the case here about before Pesach and before Sukkot? What exactly are the details here? So again, the idea is that he explains here that Tkufas Pesach is when the trees are supposed to start coming out and all the fruits. So therefore, that's the time you start asking for about Pesach time. And when it comes to the Bor Shichin Omaros, so what do you mean, Afilu B'Pros HaChag? Probably any time during the year. What do you mean, Afilu, they take out the word Afilu. Okay, B'Pros HaChag, fine. So when it comes to having to give water to the Zeraim, explains to the different seeds and the plants and the animals, and then you blow the shofar before Sukkot. But in any time during the year, if there's no water for the people to drink, so then you have to blow shofars right away. Again, masrin la'alein miyad, ve'eza miyad, what's considered miyad shalahen? Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Monday, Thursday, Monday.
15 days before Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah?
Right, that's true. Just have that in mind.
They have
the
minhag
there? Right.
And a
kavana, I don't know. Uh-huh. They have minhag. What? Which minhag? Well, he's in Rosh Hashanah. 15 days before is Rosh Hashanah itself.
Oh, 15 with
that. Yeah, his mom is Rosh Hashanah. That's a good point. So the Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Ari points this quite out, and he says, in terms of shofaros, that's fine, but in terms of the fasting, you can fast in Rosh Hashanah, but you shouldn't do fasting because of a tzara. You fast according to the gonim, you'd fast actually. It's a machlokas whether you're allowed to fast in Rosh Hashanah or not allowed to fast. Should you fast? So either way. Right, but it seems to be Masrin is going to be accompanied by fasting as well. That seems to be the indicator. No? Even without that, let's say that he does talk about fasting, but let's say just simply the blowing the shofaros, he doesn't think it's appropriate to blow shofaros on Rosh Hashanah for a tzara. So therefore he has to tweak it a little bit and say, must be referring to 18 days before Sukkot. So that's the last few days of Elul. That's what he says in light of your question. Okay. Gemara says further now, where are we? Al-Kulan. Al-Kulan, on all them, all tzaros, we said, Ein Masirin Aleihem, Ela Biparchia Shalahen. They're just continuing the thing. What does that parchia mean? Rashi says, Rashi is a slightly different girsa. Bihifrachia shalahem, boso malchus shekalo yisham, me boros shikhna maros. Only that government that has the shortage or the drought should be blowing the shofros. And then it says further, vasachra, bizman sheish bamisa, masrin aleh, bizman shein bamisa, ein masrin aleh. So what's asachra? Rashi says, asachra is bunmult. Belaz pamim shenikba besoch piv shel adam v'meis lashon kisacher. What do they say in the English? This means.
It's actually as askara. Askara. Although its throat is constricted, causing difficulty in breathing.
Okay, fine. So okay. There's more in Yuma about this, no?
Does it apply to all contagious diseases?
All contagious diseases. Okay, so if it's a contagious disease that could result in death, that requires shofars. But if it's not, if it's pink eye, let's say, which is contagious, but it's not doesn't kill people, so that would not require shofros. Umasin al ha-govai. Govai is a certain type of grasshopper, I think. Rashi says al ha-govai shemechala es ha-tfua, that it wipes out the tfua koshu afilo nira el ktas biyadush asidin laval rov. You see just one a little bit, there's more coming. Havachagav shumatoi hu veino mechala kolkach ka'arbet. The different type of grasshoppers. I don't know all the types, obviously, and some are mutati, some are not mutati. I think govai is actually one of the ones that are kosher. Those who learn the Mishnah, Ketam Mevarchim, the end of the sixth parak of bracha, the middle of the sixth parak of brachas, asks if you're allowed to say a bracha on govai. It's kosher, but you can't say a bracha on something that's a klala. Since govai is a klala, when you see govai, it means they're wiping out all your farms. So can you say a bracha on something like that? So either way, govai is just, if you see a govai, so then a b'chol shu, even, the Mishnah Gemara says you have to blow shofros.
If you see it on your plate, it's not going to do any more damage, I guess.
You get it from Egypt, let's say,
good thing if people eat it, because then it's not going to destroy the crops.
Killing them off.
It's true. But if you know there's one, there are millions. There are millions of others, so you don't want to see any of them.
That's too much, I guess.
Okay. Either way, that's a Gemara in Brachos. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Afal HaChagav. Even on the Chagav, even though they're not as dangerous or destructive as the Govai, that too does warrant shofros as well. Tanur Rabban in the Brachos says, Masriin Al Ha'ilanos Bishar Shnei Shavua. So you would, if the trees are not growing any fruits, so you blow the shofros during the other years of Shemitah year, except for the Shemitah year itself, you don't. And Rashi explains why not during Shemitah. Because the Shemitah is a hefker during that year, so it's no one takes care of it, so it's very possible that fruits won't grow nicely on it. But the other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, one would blow shofros if the trees are not producing. Al haboros val shichin val maros afil b'shvius, even during Shemitah year, you would blow the shofros because you do require drinking even during Shemitah year, of course. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer afal ha'ilanos b'shvius, he thinks even then, no. Even during Shemitah year, you should blow the shofros if the ilanos are not growing, because mipnei sheish ben parnas l'anim. Even though I, as the owner of the farm, I'm not making money on it anyway, so I could lose money. But at the end of the day, the anim do require food. Tani idach, the Baisa says, Masrin al ha'ilanos bishar shnei shavua. So you blow the shofaros on the trees during the other year, the 6 years of the cycle. Al ha'boros v'al-shichan v'al-maros ha'filo b'shviyas, even the shmiti, like we said above. And Rabban Shimon Gamliel omer again, af al-ilanos masrin al-ha'svichin, af al-ilanos masrin. What's the gears to change there? Probably b'shviyas it should be, right? Even on the trees during the shmiti year, you should blow the shofaros because the anim need it. Al-ha'svichin, all what they call them, like aftergrowths, I think in English.
Yeah.
What they call them, like aftergrowths. So b'shviyas, you also, mipnei sheyesh ben parnas lanim, that too, you would blow shofars if the svichim are not, I guess, not growing, nothing, no aftergrowths are growing, that's going to be a problem for the aniyim, so that also would require shofars. Tanya, the Gemara quote to Bryson, Amr, Belazar ben Parta, miyom shechar beis hamikdash, nasug shamim tzimukin, liolam. So the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed, the rain, nasug shamim tzimukin liolam, I mean, it started becoming, yeah, but it hasn't mean something for rain. Meaning, has rain become raisins? What did they say, raisins here also?
It says tightened.
Tightened. It limited.
Really.
It become limited. Like raisins are, you know, dried and squished grapes. So it's the rain also is somehow limited. So, yeshana shegashmeh merubim. There's some years where there's a lot of rain. Yeshana shegashmeh muatim. There's some rains, the years the rain is very little. Yeshana shegishmea yordin bizmanim, where it comes in the right time. Yeshana shein gishmea yordin bizmanim, other years where the rain doesn't come in the proper time. Shana shegishmea yordin bizmanim l'mahu doma. In a year where the rain comes in the proper time, what's this similar to? Le'evit shenasin l'rabo parnasaso be'echar b'shabbos. So where the master gives his eved food on the Sunday, nimtes isa nefes kitikna, nechaz kitikna, he's got a whole week in front of him, and ahead of him, he's got food and everything. Shana Shein Gishme Yordin Bizmanan, a year where the rain has not fallen in its right time. Lamahu Dom, what's it similar to? Lavit Shanasan Larabba Parnassus Erev Shabbos. So he gives him the food, Mamish Erev Shabbos. Nimseis Isa Nefesh Shlo Kitikna. Vinechel Shlo Kitikna. His food is going to be baked not the right way. Why not the right way? I guess because he's rushed Erev Shabbos. He can only afford to buy it the last minute. That, no, you see, Rashi says, Nefes Ketikna, Sheesh Panay Lafos, he got plenty of time to bake. But if you hand him the Ani Erev Shabbos, where he's got a few minutes, he won't have time to bake it, so it won't be baked properly, and it won't be eaten properly. Let's say, Shana Shegishmeh Merubin, where there's a lot of rain, Lamahudama, what's it similar to? Levit Shenasin Larabba Parnassus Abbas Achas, where he gives the all Parnassus together, one shot in the beginning. So Nimsu Rechaim Tochos, Tochnos Minakor. So he's going to be grinding a lot, and therefore there'll be plenty of surplus for him. And whatever it falls out from the first round, he'll be able to re-grind the next time around. So he'll have plenty of food. But muatim, when the year with there's very little rain, which is similar to Le'evet, Shinasan, Le'rabba, Parnassos, Ma'at, Ma'at. Gives a little bit here, each at a time. Tochnos minakav. How is that different than the previous case? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, Nimtes Rechaim b'mashe ochelas minakor, says Rashi around the last 10 narrow lines here, shekein derech shemeshtayer min hakemach b'rechaim. Flour always, when you do the grinding of the flour, there's always some flour left over in the mill. V'chein kishag shamim yordin merubin, when there's a lot of rain, u'marvin es aretz, and it begins to help the rain, the land produce, umashu tarshim bolim min harov, bolim min hamit. So that which they absorb from the rove, the most of the water, it's going to absorb from a little bit of the water. Umashu ruach min hasheves, bolas min harov, bolas min hamit. I'm not getting this line here. What are they explaining here?
Explain that when they, it's the same amount of rain, but if it falls all at once, it just seeps down and has a better effect. If that same volume is spread out in a bunch of small rains, it doesn't do much.
Uh-huh. So that's what he explains. So what does it mean when he says, Nimsu Rechaim Tochanos Min HaKor? What does Min HaKor mean? Which part of the mill is that? Umash Tochanos Min HaKav. It's a certain measure, I mean. So that which you grind from the measure of kor is what you would grind from the measure of the kav.
The loss sustained in the kneading is the same regardless of the quantity needed.
Okay, I see. That's the idea. I mean, let's say you have a mill, and there's, let's say, a little pocket where flour is going to fall. Let's say 2 ounces of flour is going to fill that pocket, that fall in the cracks. So I put everything all in one shot. I put 10 pounds of flour in one shot. I'm going to lose only 2 ounces, and the rest is going to be ground for me. But let's say I'm taking 1 pound 10 times separately. So I'm losing 2 ounces each time, so that's going to be 20 ounces I'm losing. So that's the idea you're trying to say. So again, when you have it spread out, it's always going to be, it's always a certain loss. The wind blows some rain away, it gets absorbed by something else. So if it all comes at one shot, that's actually less loss.
The other way, though?
You like, might have some that, consistency.
That the benefit of, you know, like when it rains too much, you know, there's runoff, it doesn't get absorbed into the ground, there's runoff.
Right. And that's what I would think also.
I think this is short of what we were saying before of when you have floods and it's too much destructive rain. This is the right amount. It's just that fine line, I guess, of the right amount, but not too much that it does that runs off.
Right, I guess exactly right. Yeah. Okay, let's finish this. The Braisa now, where are we? I think Davar Acher. Bizman Shegishme Merubim, in a situation where there's a lot of rain, L'mahudama, what's it similar to? L'adam Shemegabla Tatit, if he's trying to knead the mud together, Im Yeshlo Maim Rabim, so then Maim Einam Kalam. If there's a lot of water, so the water doesn't end. V'atit meguba yafe, it's going to be, they have enough water and mud and dirt to make the mud. But im yesh lo mayim muatim, if there's very little water, mayim kalam, the water is going to be lost. It's going to get dried up in the dirt. There's too much dirt there. V'atit eino meskabel yafe, and then the mud doesn't end up becoming mixed and kneaded well. Okay, I think we should stop here because this next braisa is a long story that goes well into the next daf and it moves quickly. So I guess I'll pick up the Mirat Hashem on Sunday night. We're going to have a wonderful Shabbos.